We catch up with the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. She's our good friend, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Loving that weather forecast you just shared.
Well, yeah, that little buffet. Exactly right. We can have a nice warm weekend. Saturday is going to be great. It doesn't even seem real to talk about that in February, but no point in complaining. We'll just we'll get tough and ride it out. What's happening over at Ivy Tech here on a busy Thursday morning? I know you guys. We get caught up with you each week, and there's just the avalanche just keeps rolling down the hill.
That's right. There's a whole lot going on at Ivy Tech. Oh my gosh! Yesterday morning, we hosted the Bloomington Economic Development Corporation's board meeting, and that was great. And they allowed me to be there to talk about the building, and we gave them tours. And you know, every time we bring somebody out, they just somebody who hasn't come to our campus before, or you know, didn't really see what incredibly outstanding our space for students and our classrooms and labs are for our students. And boy, you just keep hearing great comments, and it's a lot of fun to host people. So anyway, that was what we did yesterday.
Now that Keith and I are reunited, and it feels so good.
So good.
When's the food gonna get back up and running out there? When's the kitchen gonna open? I want to be hungry again.
I know. Well, first of all you need to do is walk around down the hallway near the culinary area and the baking lab, and you will just be just drooling at the mouth because the smells are incredible. But unfortunately, I have to say that the restaurants, the lunches, won't resume until fall. I'm really upset about it personally. You know, it's a lot of fun. We love bringing people out, like I say, but, you know, we just can't get it ready for the end of this semester or for this semester. And we usually don't do it in the summer anyway because of the classes, you know, and what's available. But we'll open in the fall, and I'll have better spirits then.
Jenny, speaking about that, we've got an opportunity for people that have thought about getting involved in college. We have a second 8 weeks session about to start, and it's not too late to get registered.
That's right, Kate. Middle of March, we will start our second 8-week courses. You know, and it's every kind of course known to mankind, including some culinary classes, you know, a lot of our general ed classes. So people can come in and into the Express Enrollment Center, and they can be helped with their registration, their application to the college, even financial aid, all of those different things. So come in now, and it's not too late to get started.
Jenny, the Ivy Tech is a huge family, and we lost a key player in that family. And so you've got some bad news there, but also some good news about a couple of other Ivy Tech people.
That's right. You know, and it's been a rough couple of months for us at the campus, losing, you know, our friend Jim Heinzen just 3 months ago. And then we're this Sunday, another long-term employee has been with the college over 20 years, Gabe Hines. He was, I know you're going to have Pat on today, so he was an assistant director of financial aid. You know, when I first started at the college 19 years ago, you know, we were located at Canterbury Court, and Gabe was our director of first impressions, and that's what we call our person that answers the telephone, you know, to guide people to wherever they need to be. And my office was directly behind him, and we got to be pretty close. And, you know, then we moved over into the building that we're at now, and Gabe was in financial aid, and I was in student affairs. And so we were colleagues within student affairs for all those years. And you know, we just really cannot believe it. It was very sudden. Gabe is one of the most kind, most generous people I have ever met. He never knew a stranger. He knew that my husband was from England or you know, Ireland, but he was British. And so anything British he would bring to me. Anything that he was out and about and he saw something British, he was bringing that to me. And it wasn't just me. It was a ton of people on campus. He cared about each of us. He cared deeply about our students. You know, his partner, James Moyer, was a big part of our campus our family as well. You know, whenever we would have events, Gabe and James would be there together. And it's just a really huge, huge loss, very sudden, like I said. And good speak to you, Gabe Hines, for all the things that you've done for us as a family and for our students. So.
Well,
thanks for letting me say something about him.
With the sad news, we also have good news about two employees that have got statewide recognition.
That's right, and incredibly proud to tell everybody about this. So we have, you know, we're a statewide community college, and we have a statewide academic advising summit. So all of the advisors across the state met and meet, and this is their first year that they actually gave out awards. And we have we have 12 academic advisors. Plus we have some faculty, if you know Keith, that are really kind of friends of advisors and help, you know, with the curriculum and all that, and help them understand that so they can share that with students. And so anyway, the college statewide gave out 4 awards, and Ivy Tech Bloomington, our team, were awarded 2 of those awards, so 2 out of 4 across the entire state. And we got the Veteran Advisor Award, and that's Jessica Duncan, and we've got the Friend of Advising Award, and that's Beth Pless. And the coolest thing about all of this are both of these people are Ivy Tech products. Jessica Duncan came from high school, started with us, started working as a work study, completed her degree. We hired her. She kept going on and on. Beth was an older student, came back, returned to school to further her career, started as a work study. We hired her. She went on and on and on. Beth and I, in particular, I was the registrar, and she was my assistant and records assistant and then assistant registrar. She and I are very, very close friends, and we're the same age, so we always say, you know, we're going to leave at the same time to retire, but I am so incredibly proud of Jessica and Beth. The things they do for students, they know what those students need and how to handle a returning student, a brand-new student, how to guide them, you know, take care of them. And, again, just 2 more people that are part of our family and people that we care very deeply about, and I'm super proud of them.
Jenny, is Mike eligible to help name the eating area?
He would be. He eats, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who eats
constantly
could not put a name.
I submitted a name, so I'm waiting to see whether I win or not. But
yeah, it's cool. You were
talking about the Culinary Arts Department serving meals. Well, they want to name that area.
Well, now they've got more time to find a really good name.
Yeah.
Really, right? I'm like, oh, no. Yeah, we actually, you know, like we usually do, we ask everybody on campus, what do you think it should be called? So we ask our students, our staff, our faculty. Susie Graham tells me she has over 100 submissions. And so, like you said, we have time to make a choice on that name for the restaurant.